Morbius is finally coming out on April 1st, but what do you need to know for this next anti-hero story in the Sonyverse? I've got you covered with a full Morbius primer right now on 15 Minutes of Marvel.
There was an idea.
Because if we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
We're gonna do this all day.
What are they called again?
Anulax batteries.
Harvey Larry batteries.
As far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass.
I control the truth! Mysterio is the truth!
Boom. You looking for this?
What is up? What is up? And welcome back to 15 Minutes of Marvel, the only podcast that gives you Marvel reviews, news, and rumors in pretty much 15 minutes. I'm your host, Ethan Simi. Today on the pod, I am covering all things Morbius. That is right. Last time on the pod, I covered all things Moon Knight. This time on the pod, we are covering all things Morbius. And I've got a little splash of some MCU news for you as well, because there is some very exciting news about a new project coming to the MCU. And I can't wait to talk about it with you. I have my ticket to see Morbius. It's real. It is finally happening. Although I'm still a little apprehensive. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, because this movie comes out on April 1st, and Sony's trying to sell it to me and say that this movie is real. Certain people have seen it. And you know what? I'm starting to believe them. But the April 1st, that's a real funny one. Sony, real funny guy over here. But I have my ticket, so I guess it is real. I have it, and I'm going. I will be there on March 30th. At 7 p.m., it officially comes out on April 1st after 7 release dates. Yeah. Yep. 7 release dates. You heard me correctly. July 10th, 2020. That was going to be the original premiere of this movie nearly 2 years ago. Got bumped to July 31st, 2020, March 19th, 2021, October 8th, 2021, January 21st, 2022. January 28th, 2022, and finally April 1st of 2022, and we are here, and like I said, it is finally happening. 7 release dates, that's a lot of release dates. Look, am I excited for this movie? No, I'm not excited for this movie, and if you are excited for this movie, more power to you. I respect your opinion, and I'm excited for you, but I am not personally excited for this movie, and should I be excited for this movie? Probably not. To be truthful, this movie, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look like it's going to add very much to the Sonyverse. It's doing my boy Jared Leto a major disservice, which I think is a travesty. I thought he was great in House of Gucci, and you all know how I feel about that. I feel like I bring up House of Gucci whenever I can on this pod, and I try to do that often because, you know, Jared Leto, give that guy some respect in House of Gucci. That's my guy. But look, Morbius is not doing any respect for Jared Leto. There's all sorts of drama around this movie, you know, New Mutants style. If you're familiar, New Mutants also had like 6 or 7 release dates, came out in the middle of the pandemic in the summer of 2020, and it wasn't good. I don't like New Mutants at all, and I'm just kind of not here for like any of this. Look, I don't like Venom. I'm going to start off and say I don't like Venom. I don't like Venom, Let There Be Carnage. As most of you know, I've said it before here on this pod. I've reviewed Let There Be Carnage. If you haven't heard, go back and take a look, take a listen. They're just not my speed. They're not my tone. They're just not for me. And from the sounds of it, Morbius is going to take on a similar tone, a similar style. If you liked Venom, you'll probably like Morbius. And look, a lot of people liked Venom. So who's to say how Morbius is going to go? Venom is critically a bomb, but wonderful with the fans. I'm curious if Morbius is going to be the same thing. The post-credit scene has already leaked, which I know nothing about. I don't know anything about it. I've stayed free. Look, I've made it this far. I've made it 2 years down the road with Morbius. What's another week? I'm not going to know anything. Apparently, Michael Keaton and the Vulture stuff has been taken out. Any connection to Spider-Man has also been taken out of this universe or something, whatever Morbius is set in. And so who the hell knows? Who the hell knows what's going to happen in this movie? And look, maybe that's a reason to get excited. It's one big mystery how this movie's going to shake out. And look, we're all here for it, and we're all going to go see Morbius because it exists. But first, before we dive into some Morbius history, before we understand the character of Michael Morbius, the living vampire, better, and what you should expect to see in this movie, I've got some very exciting Marvel news to share with you. Nova is coming to the MCU, baby. Nova is coming to the MCU. That is correct. After years of speculation and rumors and heartbreak and despair and hope and heartbreak and hope and heartbreak, Nova's finally here. We finally have confirmation from Deadline that a Nova project is in the works at Marvel Studios, and it will be penned by Sabir Perzada, the same writer as Moon Knight. Now, I have a couple quick thoughts on this. Number one, Brandon Davis, BD, where are you? I hope they call you up, my dude, and you're the biggest Nova guy I know on socials. And look, Kevin Feige, I know you listen to this pod, Kevin, so give Brandon Davis a call. He deserves to be in this movie. Put him in. Make him an extra. Make him have a role in this film. If you don't follow Brandon Davis BD on Twitter, go do so. He is the Marvel guy. Just a great guy on socials. Hopefully we'll have him on the pod soon. He was supposed to be on the pod last year and it ended up falling through. But you know what? The future is optimistic. And the writer of Moon Knight. Look, I love this because it means Marvel Studios is confident in Sabir's ability to pen a good original show or movie. We don't know yet. We don't know if it's going to be a show or a movie, which I think is interesting. I think it's leaning towards the show route, especially if you're getting a show writer here. But Marvel is happy with Moon Knight. They are happy with the writing style of Moon Knight, and they want more of that from the same writer. I always like that, and I always think that's a smart idea to retain really good talent and keep them around on other projects. So Nova's coming. Who the heck knows when it's going to come? Probably a long, long, long time in the future, but here we are. Okay, now that half of the podcast has gone by, let's actually talk about what we're here to talk about, which is Morbius. We're going to talk about Morbius for a hot second here and learn a little bit more about this character. I loved researching this character. I didn't know a lot of these things. Essentially, what I knew about Morbius is that he is a living vampire. He has to consume blood, and he's played by Jared Leto. And those were really the three main pillars of my Morbius experience, if you will. So doing this, preparing for this pod, has been very beneficial. I have learned a lot of good things. So let's dive into it together. First created by Roy Thomas and originally designed by Gil Kane, Morbius first appeared as the enemy of Spider-Man in The Amazing Spider-Man 101 in October of 1971. Now, this was actually the first issue of Marvel Comics' flagship Spider-Man series that was written by someone other than co-creator and editor-in-chief Stan Lee. Stan Lee was in the process of screenwriting for an unproduced science fiction movie. He handed it over to his right-hand man, Roy Thomas, and thus we got our first Spider-Man comic not done by Stan Lee. So very interesting tidbit about Morbius here. And as you might know by now, his name is Morbius. His name is Michael Morbius, aka Morbius the Living Vampire. Now, Michael Morbius is a Nobel Prize winning biochemist who suffers from a rare blood condition. He basically turned to a cure. He was trying to find a cure with his best friend, and this cure used vampire bat DNA and essentially mutated him into a blood sucking creature of the night and a pseudo vampire. Now, a pseudo vampire, what's a pseudo vampire, Ethan? It's a living vampire, and look, I'm not super familiar with vampires or vampire lore. I don't personally know a vampire, so if you do, I'd love to have him on the pod. I'm always accepting guests, but look, a living vampire he was turned into, and he has all the characteristics of a real vampire, such as the need to consume blood to survive, the aversion to sunlight, he has flight, he has enhanced strength, he has speed, and he has healing. So yeah, he's essentially a real vampire. He just like lives. He just like operates continuously, I guess, is the thing. He does have kind of a flat nose. His skin is pale. He looks like a vampire as well. Now, a living vampire's bite would indeed turn its victims into living vampires themselves. Maybe that's a big distinction as well. Vampires might just suck for blood and then nothing happens to the victim. A living vampire turns its victims into other living vampires. So when Morbius first experienced this change, he killed the assistant that helped him develop this treatment, which I'm very curious if we're going to see any of that in the movie. If we're going to get kind of, you know, an a la Green Goblin situation in the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, I think that would be, I love that scene. I think that would be great. And in the comics, he has turned on other people such as Jefferson Bolt and a bounty hunter named Vic Slaughter. He turned them into living vampires as well. So my dude's just going around town, turning people into living vampires. He's like, look, if I have to be one, you need to be one too. He was, of course, originally an adversary of Spider-Man and of Blade, but Morbius eventually became a vigilante due to his personal insatiable lust for blood and his continued trials for a cure. The man's he's a lone wolf. He's a lone living vampire, if you will. He needed to go be on his own. Let's learn a little bit more about his history here. He was born and raised in Nafplio. I think that's right. Nafplio. I've never said that word before, and this is the first time I wrote it, but I haven't said it. So you're along with this journey with me of talking about this word. Nafplio, Greece. He was raised by his single mother after his father left them. He had an isolated childhood. He had his rare blood condition. So, of course, you know, other kids didn't want to hang out with him. He had two best friends growing up. Now, I think this is a very interesting point. Emil Nikos and Elizabeth Nikos. They were brother-sister, and they were best friends with Michael Morbius. So he won the Nobel Prize with Emil. They worked on this cure together that involved this kind of blood or bat DNA. They were as close as family, but essentially Michael Morbius himself just kind of blew all this up. He told Elizabeth that he had feelings for her. She rejected him. And then Morbius turned Emil into a living vampire when the change took place. And so Elizabeth vowed revenge against Morbius to avenge her brother. I'm very curious if we're going to be seeing any of this in the movie. This is kind of like the base comic line back in the 70s for Morbius, and this is how it went for him. So Corellia Christina, shout out support of the show. Thank you, Corellia. You asked, you mentioned that there is a close friend in the trailers that we see Michael with. I'm curious if this could be either Emil or Elizabeth in a flashback. It does look like we're going to get some kind of flashbacks in this movie, whether that be his friends or his fiance, which is listed in IMDb. So I am curious what that's going to be. Other than that, I don't know who that would be, unfortunately. So, Brelia, I tried my best to answer your question. And thanks for sending in a question to the pod. So in the movie, Morbius' best friend is going to be Loxias Crown. Now, this is going to be played by Matthew Smith. Crown has the same rare blood disorder as Morbius and works to help him find a cure. Now, in the comics, Loxias? Wow, Loxias, look at me. Loki on the brain. I gotta go do a rewatch. Loxias appears in Spider-Man 76, which was published in 1997, and assumes the alias of Hunger. He squares off against both Morbius and Blade. That's an awesome alias, Hunger. Like, if you just were called Hunger, like, that's direct, it's to the point, it's easy, and marketing is there. Very, very smart for Loxias there to take on Hunger. Now, the movie itself sets this character up to really be the big bad, and sort of a combination of the Loxias comic book character mixed with Emil Nikos is what people are saying. So I'm very interested to see what kind of character we're going to get in the movie. It did come out a couple days ago that Matt Smith, the actor who plays this role, was essentially confused about the character, essentially did not understand what he was doing or what he should be doing or anything like that. So, yeah, I'm worried about this movie. That's just another reason I'm worried about this movie. Okay, let's talk about the full list of powers that Morbius does have. He's got a lot listed on his Marvel database page here, so I'm going to fill you in. I'm going to go through all of it quite quickly. He's got superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman stamina, superhuman agility, superhuman reflexes, superhuman acute senses, regenerative healing factor. He's got fangs and claws. No surprise there. He's got psionic gliding, which we see in the trailer. I think it looks actually pretty cool, so that's pretty sweet. He's got mesmerism, which is very interesting. He has the ability to hypnotize others if they look directly into his eyes long enough. I'm wondering, will we see that in the movie? I don't know. He's got vampire creation. He can make people other living vampires. He has the immunity to most vampire vulnerabilities. And he has virtual immortality, essentially. He claims he doesn't age, so that's part of that as well. Now, with his powers come some weaknesses. Obviously, he's got hunger, sunlight, and mental instability. Now, these are his three main weaknesses. And really, his one true weakness is his hunger for fresh blood. He's got to consume fresh blood several times a week in order to maintain physical and mental vitality. The longer he goes without blood, the weaker he gets, the more likely he is to lose control. He has also suffered through visual and auditory hallucinations representing hunger and attached to hunger, where he essentially just goes a long time without feeding and he becomes incredibly mentally unstable. So I wonder if we'll get an episode of that as well in this movie and get to see kind of where his mental state is at. And ending on a really fun fact here, Morbius was one of the characters featured in the series of Marvel value stamps in the 1970s. Man, 1970s, you come out with Morbius, you keep making Spider-Man comics, and then you put Morbius on a stamp. I love that, and I love to hear that. So now that we know a lot more about Morbius and his comic origins and who he is as a character, I'm curious about a couple things for the movie. I'm really curious how deep we're going to go. How much are we going to know about his mental instability? How much are we going to learn about his past with his best friends and really what drove him to do this? And I understand we'll have a big bad. I get that. Like, Loxias Crown is the guy. Other than fighting this guy, what's the point? What are we doing? Where are we going? What are we trying to solve? Is he still working on a cure? What are the deeper things here that is actually going to make me interested in this movie? So it does sound like it has a post-credit scene, so be sure you stick around for that. I am curious, how excited are you for Morbius? Are you going to go see Morbius? If you're not, or if you are, I'm going to have a same-day spoiler-free review here on the pod next Friday, the day that Morbius comes out. I'll be giving you my spoiler-free thoughts and review. And the week after, I will spoil the hell out of that thing, because that's always a fun time as well, going full spoilers. Get at me on Twitter at 15MinuteMarvel. Let me know how you're feeling about Morbius. Let me know if you learned something, if I taught you something, if you wanted to know different things. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on any major podcast platform. And a huge shout out to the patrons of the show: Brandon Clark, Hajir Shakib, Reagan Knopp, Alan Cole Peacock, Ben Lawhorn, Corelli Christina, Mike Zago, TJ Zworich, and Jessica. Thank you all so much. I will see you back here next time when I give you my initial reaction to episode 1 of Moon Knight, baby. Fucking Moon Knight. It's coming. Next episode of the pod on Wednesday is going to be my reaction, my review to episode 1 of Moon Knight. The era is upon us, and I can wait no longer. We're doing it, people. We are doing it. I'm Ethan Simi, and remember, always go higher, further, and faster.